Welcome to Psalms of Hope with Samantha Landy, author of over 20 books, businesswoman, magazine columnist, Bible teacher, international conference speaker, and distinguished woman of the year from Northwood University. The scripture says in Isaiah 55:11, "So shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth. It shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish what I please, and it shall prosper in the thing for which I sent it." It is Samantha's desire to fulfill this scripture, encircling the earth with God's word and God-honoring music, bringing the message of Jesus and his love to you. And now, here's Samantha.
Welcome. Well, I'm very excited about these next two programs of Psalms of Hope. In them, I'm going to share with you some devotionals that I've written about God's creatures. I also have a 31-day devotional book I'd love to send to you as my gift. So listen for the information at the end of the program so you can write and ask for my free gift. Well, one day in my Bible study, I found a most interesting scripture in the book of Job. It's said to be the oldest book in the Bible. And it says in Job 12, verses 7 and 10, "Ask the animals, and they will teach you, or let the fish of the sea inform you. Which of all of these does not know that the hand of the Lord has done this? In his hand is the life of every creature." Well, I was so intrigued by this scripture, and as I studied, I found that God has placed a huge variety of lessons for us in every part of his kingdom. My treasure hunt into the animal kingdom is so interesting. And as you know, it's inexhaustible with the variety of creatures that our God has created. And to my delight, I discovered that he has spiritual lessons, insights into God's character and ours, waiting for us if we'll take the time to look thoughtfully at what he has created. After all, he said in Job, to look at the creatures and they would teach us. Well, there's a song I want to play now for you. It's titled, "Open Our Eyes, Lord, I Want to See Jesus." And yes, through all our lives, we do want to learn more about what God says to us through the Bible. We do want to see Jesus. So here is the praise and worship group singing, "Open Our Eyes, Lord." Oh, yes, Lord, open our eyes to see you. And well, today I'm looking at what the animals will teach us. And this first animal I want to look at is camels. This story about camels comes from the book of Genesis in the Old Testament. And the story is that Abraham's servant had traveled some 800 miles across the wilderness to look for a wife for Isaac, his master's son. Arriving at his destination at the village well, the 10 camels he had on the trip were in need of water. And a young woman, Rebecca, offered to water the camels. Now, offering to draw water from the well for the camels was no small thing. Just imagine with me those huge, ungainly, dusty creatures stretching out their necks, pushing and shoving for more and more water. According to Bible scholars, each camel would guzzle about 9 gallons of water. That's more than 90 gallons of water that she had to carry on a pot on her shoulder from the well, which was some distance, over to the watering trough. Knowing all that, I'm not sure I would have done that. Well, though she didn't know it, the camels were sent by Abraham to carry Rebecca back to her new husband. Well, we may have a few camels in our lives too, which may appear as difficulties, but actually opportunities that God wants to give us. And then let's wait and see how God will bring us into a new experience like Rebecca. I'm wondering, do we always go to the well of living water, to Jesus, for a bucket of love or long-suffering or patience or kindness for our difficult circumstances, the camels in our lives? Oh yes, I believe God will help us with each and every situation if we ask Him. It's something to think about, isn't it? Obviously, Rebecca had learned the power of giving. The person who gives of themselves, whether it's in time or money, service, or love, is replenished and refreshed by God. Jesus promised, "If you give even a cup of cold water to one of the least of these, you will surely be rewarded." And so it is too when you help to support this program, Psalms of Hope. Like Rebecca, you're giving of yourself. And if you take time to pray for me and for this program, you again are giving of yourself. Well, now let's listen to Don Moen as he sings, "Give Thanks with a Grateful Heart."
Give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks to the Holy One. Give thanks because He's given Jesus Christ, His Son. Because He's given Jesus Christ.
there's something so powerful that happens when we give of ourselves in thankfulness. And if you tuned in late, I'm Samantha Landy, and you're listening to the Psalms of Hope program. The subject for this segment of the program is eagles. There's a well-known verse from Isaiah 40, verse 31 that says, "They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint." Well, this verse has always been a little confusing to me. How can we relate the concept of waiting to eagles? They're models of speed and alertness and strength. But one year, my son Jim took me to an incredible event, which occurs in the autumn on a river near Glacier Park in Montana. Photographers from all over the world come to record the gathering of the bald eagles at the river as the salmon swim upstream to spawn. It's awesome to watch the majestic eagle wait patiently on his branch, then swoop down from his lofty perch in the tree, skim the water, clutch a salmon in his talons, and fly over to the riverbank to eat, all in one fluid motion. Well, I loved it. It was incredible. And in later years, I was able to come back again to this spectacular event. So this verse from Isaiah about eagles has always intrigued me. And yes, as the alert eagles sit on the branches of the trees waiting for the salmon to swim upstream, the Bible says we can be like the eagle. If we wait upon the Lord, indeed, God will renew our strength. No matter how my circumstances are taxing my limited resources, I can run and not be weary if I cling to Jesus. In His power, I can walk and not faint. Isn't that a wonderful promise? So, let's listen to the song based on that scripture from Isaiah 40, verse 31. Here are the celebrant singers, and they're singing for you now, "On Eagle's Wings."
Thank you.
Oh, what a wonderful, encouraging song. I just loved it. Well, growing up in the Dakotas as I did, we always had lots of grasshoppers in the summer. I hated grasshoppers. I remember as a little girl thinking that they were ugly and scary and they jumped way too much. And perhaps that's why the verse about grasshoppers jumped at me in the book of Numbers in the Old Testament. This is, of course, the story of when Moses sent the 10 spies out into the promised land to see what it was like. Only 2 spies came back and said they could take the land. All the others talked about the giants and then ended their description comparing themselves to grasshoppers. In fact, they said, "We seemed like grasshoppers to our own eyes, and we looked the same to them." Well, through the experience of the spies, God's teaching me that I have a choice. I can be a grasshopper or a giant killer. It's my decision. The grasshopper complex fears that God does not take care of me. And on the other hand, as a giant killer, the Bible says that we can count on God who's in us to be greater than he who is in the world. Well, the following are just a couple of ideas that I've learned about being a grasshopper or a giant killer. Grasshoppers dwell on their problems. Giant killers dwell on the solutions. Grasshoppers dwell on hurts from people. Giant killers dwell on ways to restore the relationship. And I'm sure you can come up with your own grasshopper ideas, how you would solve the problem, whether you're going to be a grasshopper or a giant killer. Yes, God will help us turn into giant killers if we ask him. It all starts in our hearts and minds. What are we going to choose to think about? Are we going to be a grasshopper or a giant killer? One of my favorite songs explains what we need when we're struggling with our circumstances and kind of feel like a grasshopper. Yes, we need a touch from Jesus. So let God minister to you as you listen to Gary McSpadden sing for you, "He Touched Me."
Shackled by a heavy burden, that floods my soul.
Through the years, that song, He Touched Me, has brought much healing to my hurting heart, and I hope it brought a healing touch to you also. Well, on this program, this last animal I'd like to share about today is the llama. Some years ago, we were invited to visit a llama farm up near Bend, Oregon. I'd never seen so many llamas in all colors. Well, behind the pastures of the breeding farm rose the majestic, snow-capped Three Sister Mountains. It was so beautiful. But laughing, I related to Katie, our young guide, about my experience at a zoo in California when a llama spit on me. Telling it was certainly more humorous than trying to wash off the smelly green saliva. Well, Katie just smiled and said, "Well, that can happen when a llama is startled or frightened. But more often, llamas spit on one another. Disagreements over food sometimes are resolved by one llama blowing a whole mouthful of half-chewed grass on the other one." Well, riding home, I wondered how very like the llama we might be at times. How often do we blow some new insight or give some unwanted advice that only causes frustration or confusion in the other person? And then we wonder why they blow back on us. Well, it reminds me of a verse in 1 Corinthians 8, 1 and 2. It says, "Knowledge puffs up, but love builds up. The man who thinks he knows something does not yet know what he ought to know." Well, maybe our prayer should be, "Lord, help me not be like the llama, blowing up my puffed up knowledge all over everyone." Good prayer for all of us, huh? But oh my goodness, our time together is over. I hope you've enjoyed my musings about animals and how their attributes may apply to our lives. Don't forget to tune in next week. I'll be talking about more animals. And if you can help with a donation, large or small, your gifts help me to stay on your station. So I hope you'll write to me today, and don't forget to ask for the free 31-day devotional book about animals. And do tune in, same time, same place next week. This is Samantha Landy, and it's my prayer that you will put your hope in God.
Thank you for listening to Psalms of Hope with Samantha Landy. Email her at SamanthaLandy.com. That's LANDY.com. Your gifts help to keep Psalms of Hope on your station. If you wish to write, you may do so at P.O. Box 1103, Florence, Montana, 59833, USA. To connect with Samantha, find her on Facebook.com/TheSamanthaLandy. That's Facebook.com/TheSamanthaLandy. Please comment on her page and share it with others. We pray that God, the source of our faith, will give you love, joy, peace, and hope as you trust in Him.